Next morning, a crowd gathered on the common, hypnotized by the unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. 2 luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slavered, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. The heat ray swept around, turning every tree and bush into a mass of flame, an invincible sword of heat. People clawed their way off the common, and I ran too. I felt I was being played with, that when I was on the very verge of safety, this mysterious death would leap after me and strike me down. Later, in the dim coolness of my home, all I could swallow was a little wine before I sank into a restless, haunted sleep.